Even getting his toe back into the civilization named Cyclo had upset Johnny. But he soon had Chirk in the improvised operating room. Thin as she was, it still took three of them to get her on the table. McKendrick had drilled all this out long ago, and his team was quite efficient. The new doctor lifted the mask enough to slip an expander into the mouth. A nurse slipped a methane tube under the mask edge and then stood with a stethoscope on Chirk's heart to detect beating changes. The heart evidently slowed down enough to suit her, and she nodded to McKendrick. The jaw holes were outside the mask edge, and McKendrick soon had the wires inserted through the tissue and into the brain. He positioned the head on the view screen very carefully. Johnny regulated the gun trigger for him. The nurse listened carefully to the heart and regulated the methane breathe gas mix. The capsule in her head got less and less. The metal on the plate terminal got more and more. 1 hour and 45 minutes later, McKendrick stood back, the extracted wires in his hands. A trickle of green on each side of the head was staunched by a nurse. The methane tube was taken away. The expander was removed from the mouth. The nurse turned up the breathe gas valve to maximum on the mask vial.
"We tried this on a workman a few months ago without operating,"
said McKendrick.
"It will take her about 4 hours to come out of it, if she does."
Johnny was going to make sure nothing got in the road of her doing just that. He pushed the minecart and its burden out of the room and back to the lower atmosphere lock. The two Cyclo females were still inside and very surprised to see him. They gave him a hand, putting her back onto the bed. As Johnny was taking off her breathe gas mask, one of the females said,
"I suppose you brought her back here to order us to kill her."
That did it.
Johnny
kicked them both out. He got a chair and sat down outside the atmosphere lock. He was going to sit there all 4 hours and make very, very sure nobody else got any odd Cyclo ideas. At the end of that time, he hoped Chirk would come too. But in any event, he was prepared to wait until she did.